Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. That's where we're supposed to be, on top of the world, not at the bottom. Got to claim it. Got to claim it. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Top of the world.
On top. That's where you belong. Not in the world, but on top of the world. But not to be part of the world, but on top of the world. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you guys. Hallelujah. We're going to ask Pastor Bill. Pastor Bill, you should give us a word of prayer, and then we'll get into the lesson. Hallelujah. Bill.
Thank you, Lord, and good
That's it. Get back to Eden. That's right.
That's right.
Amen. The scripture I'd like to open up with is Colossians, the third chapter, verses 1 and 2. Reading from the King James. He then be risen to Christ, seek those things which are where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, thanking you, Father God, for another day. Thanking you, Father God, for the word of money. Thanking you, Father God, for our pastor who teaches the word. We pray that the Holy Spirit will use him and be in him, that he's able to teach this word and make it plain that we're able to receive it, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you bless all those that have called in today, those who are listening by internet, Father God. Bless right now in the name of Jesus. May the word be illuminated in our hearts, in our minds, in our soul, Father God. Lord, we just pray for all those who ask us to keep them up in prayer, Father God, for you know those that are going through, you know what they're facing, you know what they're dealing with, Father God, but your word tells us that there is nothing impossible for you to do, especially for those who love you, especially for those who are called according to the word of God. So Lord, we ask you to give them that strength that they need to endure. And then, Lord, be with the bereaved families, Father God. Bless each and every one of them, Father God. May they hear a word that will change their life, that will turn them around, that will draw them closer to you, Father God, for such a time as this. And then be with those that are sick and shut in, Father God. Your word tells us by your stripes we are healed. And so, Father God, may they stand on that word and may a word of encouragement be spoken to them to let them know they can. They trust in God. And Lord, be with all those that have received a healing. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they have that testimony, Father God, that you healed them. It wasn't man, but it was you.
That's it. Say that again. Yes.
There's nothing impossible for you to do. And we're so thankful for them. They have a testimony that you have healed them, Father God. So may they come forth with that boldness, with that holy boldness, so that the world knows what God has done for them. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Lord, we give you praise, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you in advance for this word as it goes forward. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you so much. Well, I want to tell you, brother and sister, John 18:36, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servant would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. And John 15:18-21 says, because you are not of the world, you are not of the world. Let me say that one more time. You are not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hate you. If they persecute me, they would also persecute you, because they do not know him who sent me. I have given them your word, and your world and the world has hated them because they are not of the world. So what I'm trying to tell you, don't pay no attention to people that hate you. Let your haters be haters. That's what they're supposed to do. Jesus done told us that. When we gonna start believing this stuff? He said they're gonna hate you. So I started smiling. I just refuse to be conformed to this world. I'm loving. No other things in it. Because I'm going to tell you, if anybody loves this world like that, the Bible says that the love of the Father is not in you.
Amen.
Because when you think about it, all that's in the world is the lust of the flesh anyway. And the lust of the eyes. And the pride of life. Everything you look at, brothers and sisters, please hear this. When you're looking through the optical nerve, that's of the world. Period.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say that again. So when you're looking at houses, when you're looking at cars, when you're looking at material things, that's of the world. And to lust is to desire that. And please, don't nobody miss what I'm trying to say. I think it's beautiful. Everybody should have a house. Everybody should have a home. Everybody should have nice this and nice that. But I'm talking about the lusting part. When all you care about is your home, your car, your business, your this, your that. That ain't nothing but an old lusting spirit, man. God don't want you to be naked. He wants you to have nice things. He wants you to have a nice home. He don't want you to sit up and build your world around this stuff. I ain't talking to nobody here because, see, I know you understand that we're going to have tribulations. Because the Bible says that. I didn't say that. Man. The Word of God said that. He said, therefore, having been justified freely by faith, we have the peace of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, though we have access by faith into his grace. And which we stand and rejoicing in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but the Bible says we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience, you know, we know this stuff. So expect it. Expect it. Now, with that little cleanup message there, that's what I call a little cleanup message. Sometimes I do a little cleanup stuff. That's a little cleanup message. Let you know that we're not in the world. We're not of the world. We don't care about the world. We're on top of the world. Okay? That's the point there.
Right.
Now, getting back to where we were on yesterday, we're talking about the reality, praise God, the reality of the new creation. The reality of the new creation. We have several scriptures, foundational scripture for those that may have missed it. And I'm just led to go back to get to where we need to be at. In Ezekiel, where we had Isaiah, we had Ezekiel, and we had 2 Corinthians. And we was really focusing on Hebrew. But just for understanding purposes, in Ezekiel 36:26, and a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in the statutes, and yet you shall keep my judgment and do them. The 28th verse says, and you shall dwell in the land that I've given your father, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Well, see, God, this was prophesied through Ezekiel, but we don't realize we're living that. We're living the dream. How about that one? Huh? We're living the dream. We're living the prophecy. This is the prophecy God wanted us to live, that new spirit be in us. Why, you ask? Because we need that for eternal life. So all 2 Corinthians 5:17 did was confirm that. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You're a new creation. See, don't say what you're going to look like. Say you're a new creation. We're new creatures. Because we have that new love that God talked about in Isaiah and also in Ezekiel that was going to come to fruition. That's right now. Now, with that being said, let's look at the reality of it, okay? We are a new creatures in Christ Jesus. We are the first. Now y'all got to hear this here. Because when the Lord showed me this, boy, I just said, woo! You know, to be first in anything means a lot. For those that have ever been first, I've been first in a lot of things, praise God. Because there were times that I was the first black welder. I was first black supervisor. I've been first in a lot of things for a lot of reasons. It's important that when you be first, because then you have some things you need to uphold too. You got some responsibility because for those that's coming behind you. And so when I look at this new creation in Christ, we are the first being ever lived. Now, we're the first beings, creatures that ever lived on earth and the same time be seated in heavenly places in Christ. Woo! Lord have mercy. Boy, that's shouting stuff right there. Y'all don't even have no idea. Y'all don't have no clue what I just said. But I'm going to say it again. You're the first. We are the first fruits. We are of that new creation. When you're part of this new covenant, we are the first being to ever live on earth. Live on earth now. And at the same time, be seated in heavenly places in Christ. There's no other time that no other beings could live in heaven and in earth at the same time. We're the first. In the Old Testament, they didn't experience that. So, say some beings are seated with Christ. And I got to tell you, this is more than just a theological viewpoint. This is more than a philosophy. It is a reality. It will change your destiny. When you look at it from this angle, it will change your destiny. So the question is, do you live standing toward heaven or do you live from heaven toward earth? Woo! But that just, that rocked my world. When God showed me how to do this one here, he said, you ask the people. So I'm going to ask you, just like the Lord told me. He asked me, do you live from heaven? Let me get it right now. Do you live from earth toward heaven or do you live from heaven toward earth? Don't you think about it now. So if you're living from earth toward heaven, you are always living, praying, behaving, and in reaction to what has already happened. But when you live from heaven toward earth, your heavenly seat gives you eternal perspective. That's what he showed me. See, you seated in heaven already. Oh, do I got to show you some papers? Girl, I got paper now. See, people who feel powerless or feel less genuine to who they are is because they don't know who they are. But I declare right now that you are everything God has prophesied you to be. You are everything that God has declared you to be before the foundation of the world. Don't make me go there. Okay, I'm trying not to go there, but I will go there because God declared it and he decreed it. He said what we are. We don't say what we are. We don't set those standards. God said in 2 Peter 1 and 4 that we are part of a divine nature. That's your spirit, man. That's what we're part of. See, we got to come to a place of reality, and the word of God is reality, man. We have to see the reality in it. Because the word of God is true, we can accept it. God called us ambassadors for Christ over in 2 Corinthians 5:20. That's God called us there. We're living beneath what God has called us to be. When will we ever take the torch? When will we ever become that dream child? Woo! Man, Martin Luther King said part of some years ago, he seen a dream. We're part of that dream to be like Christ. We're part of God's dream. We're part of Christ's prayer. In John 17, Christ said, make them like me. That was his prayer. Father, make them one as we are one. That was his prayer. That we one with the Father. That's the dream, brothers and sisters. He dreamed that we be a temple. Not go to church, but be the church. So don't nobody get hung up.
Amen.
If you go to church, because I got a couple people here that goes to church, I don't want you to be discouraged because you're in a building. But while you in that building, tell them that you are the building that's in the building. I ain't going to say that no more because somebody may get offended. But you are the building in the building. How I know that? Because that's what God say you are. Know ye not, you are the temple. The Spirit dwells in me. It dwells in you. Do I need to get pastor to go to 1 Corinthians 3:16? 1 Corinthians 3, no. I'm telling you, the Bible says we have been reconciled to God in the ministry. Y'all please hear this. This is about your eternal life, baby. And you got to put on the new man, which created in righteousness, where the only righteousness we have is in Christ. We're going to have to do a whole segment just on what God gave us in terms of righteousness. Our right standards. That's what righteousness is anyway. It's your right standard with God. We have that in the new creation. Christ is our mediator. But you know what? People can't shout with stuff like this. But this is shouting stuff. I'm telling you right now. This is shouting stuff.
Amen.
You have an eternal joy. You have an eternal name. Remember what Paul said over there in 1 Corinthians 15? Now, he said, I'll tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. All of us ain't sleeping. Some of us, our eyes been opened. Some of us have been changed. And I know when people read that scripture, they thinking that when you get to heaven. No, that's right now. That's right now. This is being fulfilled. But we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Well, that's happened. That's true, brothers and sisters. You're boom. You'll be changed before you know it. You get in that word and let that word start getting saturated in your spirit. It just starts soaking all up in your spirit. You will become just like the word of God. You can't even debate it. You can't even question it. You'll just go, boom, it happened. In the moment of a twinkling of an eye. And if you don't believe we're at the last trumpet, it's something wrong with you. We are at the last trumpet. It has sounded. The dead is being risen right now. That corruptible is putting on the incorruptible. Remember, we were born of corruptible, but now we're born of the word of God. So the word of God, which is incorruptible, is being put on this corruptible. Y'all ain't heard that yet. Y'all ain't heard that yet. See, I'm trying to get you eternally ready. Don't wait till you get to the funeral home and hear this kind of message. But I'm going to tell you, they'll tell you all day long that 1 Corinthians 153 is a message for the when people dying. Let me have Pastor read that. Let me have her to read that. Pastor, are you able to read? I know you're vacationing and all that good stuff. And we ain't jealous either, Pastor. Go on to vacation. We're going to vacation a little bit too. But are you able to read, Pastor?
Yes, I am, Pastor.
Read first, please. Uh-huh. First Corinthians 15:51 through 53.
Okay. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Amen.
Now that may not make sense to some of you guys. And I know a lot of time preachers want to preach, that's when you leave here. And that could be true. I don't want to X that out. Let me insert something there. When we talk about incorruptible, the only incorruptible thing we know of is the word of God. So in 1 Peter 1:23, he says, you know, as children, being born again, not of the incorruptible seed, but of the corruptible seed, but we're born again of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. So that's the, when you get born again, you just put on the incorruptible. When you think you're going to put on the incorruptible, when you die, no. No, don't think like that. Please don't think like that. Don't think when you leave here, then you're going to put on the incorruptible. No, you got to do your works right here, because that's what's going to follow you, according to Revelation 13. That's what's going to follow you into the kingdom, is what you put on right here, right here, right now. And I'll be honest, I'm just tired of the enemy lying to us. God wants you to know you need to dress up here. Why do you think he tells you to put on this and put on that and put on this? Because you did what you need to wear up out of here. It's all spiritual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at it like this. This is, we're having a white party. Well, wait a minute. Maybe let me correct this. Maybe some of y'all don't know what a white party is. Y'all may think I'm talking about white folks. I'm not talking about white folks. Some of y'all may be thinking I'm talking about something else. But we're not painting our face either. But a white party is when everybody put on white and they come to the dance, come to the party, come to the gathering, come to the associating. They put on white. And that don't mean none of y'all haven't done this. I just want to make sure everybody understand what I'm saying. You put on all white. And it doesn't matter if you're short, tall, fat, whatever. You put on white. Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. The party that we're going to in heaven, you need to put on the incorruptible seed. You got to put on the new man.
Yeah.
The new man.
All right.
Have a new doctrine. Can I just talk about the new for a moment? Hallelujah. Yeah, the new man, not only Ezekiel says that you need this new heart, but Mark says in Mark 1:27, he says, and they were all amazed in so much that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded even the unclean spirit, and they do obey him. Did y'all hear that? See, when you got this new doctrine on, as you make your way, these unclean spirits got to get out the way.
Amen.
Romans 7:6 says, but now we are delivered from the law. See, we delivered from the law. That being dead within, we were held that we should serve in the newness of the spirit and not in the oldness of the latter. Yeah. We have to serve in the newness of life. Who also made us, you know what the Bible says that we are, watch this now. This is in 2 Corinthians 3:6. Watch it. It says, who also have made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the spirit, because the letter killeth. But here's what I want you to see. I want y'all to see this. The Bible says that he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. That's us. To him that overcometh, I want y'all to hear it now. Let me go find it. To them that overcometh, will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in that stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saying that he that receiveth it. Did you hear that? That's what you're going to get. You're going to get your new name. You know what? To go with that new spirit. You're going to have to put on righteousness. Yeah. See, the unclean spirit is gone. You know why? Because you got born again. It make a lot of sense to me. Make a whole lot of sense to me. Listen, brothers and sisters. That's why we've been sealed with the Holy Spirit, according to Ephesians 1:13. You've been sealed. The Bible says this is your new stuff. What? Why you think you was chosen? God didn't choose no old stuff. He chose new stuff. That's why he made you a royal priesthood. We're a chosen race. We're a holy nation. And yes, the enemy is mad. Let me be honest with you. He mad because you're not part of his world, but you're part of the new world. He mad because you have put on righteousness. You have put on God's stuff. You have obeyed the scripture.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, it's a beautiful thing to have this new on. I was going to, but I'm gonna save that to tomorrow, the new creation. But just take what I'm telling you and go and study. See what the Bible says. He says, but you have not so learned Christ. If you're not understanding this, if you haven't made that decision, if you have not put off concerning the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. He says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Righteousness and true holiness. This is the stuff you got to have on for your eternal life. That's why you got to put away lying, speaking. Every man be true to his neighbor. For we are members of one another. And that get real deep. I'm your brother. I'm your sister. I'm one with you. And if you taint your life, you just tainted mine. So that's why you can't be with everybody. So stop speaking lies. Be one with the body of Christ. Because if you put on a new man, and I put on a new man, you put on a new person, I put on a new person, we got to act new. And guess what? When you do that, there will no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth toward your brother, toward your sister, man. Brother and sister, I'm going to shock y'all right now. All we got right now is us. That's what we got. That's all we got is us. So we got to make this journey, okay? That's what we got. We got us. Mm-hmm. And we got to love one another. That's why Jesus told us, y'all love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciple. Because you have love one for another. Mm-hmm. So he leave us with love. Mm-hmm. He love us, leave us with the idea that we need to just love one another. That's all. Love one another. And if you hurt, I got to hurt. Y'all didn't hear that. Let me say it again. I was too busy talking. Let me slow down. If you hurt, Pastor, I got to hurt. If something going on with you, Evangelist Sharon, it better be something going on with me. Because I'm connected to you. How you gonna not cry when you just step on a big stake or your foot just got cut? Amen. We're all part of one another. We gotta feel one another. We gotta hurt with one another. We gotta cry with one another. We gotta mourn with one another. Don't make me go there. We're on our way to our eternal journey. And we got to help one another. Make it on in. I'm going to grab you. If I got to grab a pinky toe, I'm grabbing. You got to grab a wing chick and hold on because we're on our way. I ain't going to leave you behind. That ain't going to do. The devil have to loosen you. If he got a part of you, that means he got a part of me. So I got to make that creek turn you loose and vice versa. Got to be there. So that's what the message is about today. I know what I had said on Monday, but we're going to get to those things. But right now, it's important that you understand the reality that there is a new creation. And the Bible has prophesied it has come true. We're living the dream. I ain't living King dream. I'm living Christ's dream. Okay. Anyone have anything they want to share? Time to share. Time to let go and let God.
I'm all right now.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So I just wanted to share, yesterday I had, I couldn't get back to that prayer that I wanted to share with each and every one of us. From Isaiah 43, verses 18 through 19. So I went back in my phone and copied it down. So I want to share that with us today because I had said I wanted to bring that out because it's so much in this prayer that I hear pastors teaching the teachings that the Holy Ghost is using him to bring out. So I pray that you are able to hear this also. So the prayer is, God, I know that you are faithful and good. You have given, and I'm going to say us, new life and love us all as your children. You are with us on our best days and carry us through the worst. You protect us and guide us. Please continue to show us how you are working in our lives and in one another's lives. Of those around us, help us to focus on our future with you and to be a witness to your work. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. So, as I was reading that, the teachings of the word that is bringing out, it just became even more real unto me. And I thank God, because like the scripture I opened with, Colossians, where it lets us know that we need to, and this is spiritual, first of all, this is spiritual. So in Colossians, let me go there, 3. I thought I had pulled it up on my phone. Okay, yeah. I have it here in the New Living Translation. And passwords, I guess I have Corinthians, but I wanted to do that, Colossians 3. From the New Living Translation, verses 1 and 2, it says, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sight on the realities of heaven where Christ sits. In the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. So as I listen to the teachings of Pastor, to me, I can tie all that in to what he's saying and what he's teaching. Mm. And we are new in Christ.
Yes.
And so that's where our thoughts are. We're new. And I heard him say that because we are one with another, we have to love one another, we are the body of Christ, and that's how we should be shown as to the world. Because a lot of times we go through things and our brothers and our sisters, we group together. So if I'm going through something, then Pastor is praying for me as Pastor with him, and you know, vice versa, sisters on call, you know. So don't ever feel like you're alone, because you are not. Amen. You are not alone. So, because of that, we're not alone. We can, like a rope, you know how you tie a rope together? That's how we are. We are tied together through the word of God and in God's love. And that's what I wanted to share.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Just remember, as we do a little quick, remember we are new creation in Christ, and the revelation that God showed me, we are the first human being to ever live on earth. It's powerful, man, to live on earth and live in heaven at the same time.
Hallelujah.
Did y'all hear that?
Praise God.
Did y'all hear that?
Yeah. Yeah.
We are the first human beings to ever live on planet earth and in heaven at the same time. Those people that have been born not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed. See, I value this. This is the reality to me. And I want you to know you ought to be proud of that. I'm more prouder than that than I am. Oh, I go to this church. I go to that church. And I'm having, no, brothers and sisters, be proud that your name is written in the Lamb books of life. That's what you ought to be rejoicing about. I'm rejoicing because I have dual, yes. I'm rejoicing because I have dual citizenship. That's deep, man. I'm proud to say I'm seated at the right-hand side of the Father. I'm proud to say I'm in Christ. I'm just as proud to say I'm living there as well as I say I live here in Atlanta. Well, some folks may not think to be proud to live in Atlanta, but I'm living in the Atlanta area. But I'm proud to be here. I've been other places, so I'm proud to be here, okay? But I'm really proud to say I have dual citizenship. And I'm really proud to say that you and I, we can be seated at the right-hand side of the Father. I just hope y'all get this, man. Don't let it slip past you. You don't want this to slip past you. Everybody can't teach you this. Everybody is not there to want to teach you revelation knowledge. Okay? Everybody don't want to teach you revelation knowledge. And I forward some things to those that I knew was part of this new creation. And I hope y'all got that. But I felt like I could go with it now. I could teach on it now. But it's so important that we get that. Okay? All righty. Anybody else have any comments? Anything else you want to say? Anyone else? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyone else? Praise God. We're here. You're not. We're going to, anyone else? Hallelujah. See you tomorrow for the word at noon. Hallelujah.